Unit 9. Disposable Relationships.
Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Natasha McKenzie. I'm a sociologist working at a Cambridge-based institute for the study of human behavior and have been conducting research on human interaction for over 15 years. Today, I'd like to speak a bit about some of my findings during my years in this field and share with you a few key insights into 21st century friendships and relationships. You've probably heard this referenced in the media already, but we are seeing first and foremost a significant decline in the number of committed relationships in recent years. People seem to be increasingly less interested in being committed to one person, or even being involved with anyone at all. In recent decades, rates of divorce and legal separations have increased alarmingly. Why is this, you might ask? Well, there are obviously many factors that can result in this phenomenon, but a common thread I've noticed in my research is that of boredom and a shortened attention span, or less patience with the relationships people have already formed. The modern view of optimizing, or hacking, your life to make it into some kind of fantastic ideal negatively impacts relationships due to the constant possibility of an easy fix, a better option appearing or becoming available. It turns out, we can apply the idea of consumerism onto our relationships too. Once people notice that they are not getting along with a friend or partner as well as they used to, they may simply stop interacting with them, in the same way we throw away an old appliance and get the latest model instead of fixing the problem with the old one. This concept of just disappearing from someone's life is often called ghosting, and is made even easier by increased reliance on social media for communication. All of the optimized lives visible on social media also contribute to a higher set of standards for looks, behavior, or possessions, which then leads to greater dissatisfaction when confronted with the human reality. People's interactions with one another have grown increasingly superficial, and if problems do occur, this makes individuals less likely to stick around and work on them. Instead, they give up in exhaustion, since the next better option might be waiting around the corner anyway. And so a vicious cycle develops, since we begin to view the people who should be closest to us as disposable and replaceable, so much so that we may not ever truly try to get to know them. I hope this has helped shed some light on this complex topic and increased your awareness of how modern relationships and human interactions have changed due to cultural pressures. Once again, I'm Natasha McKenzie. Thank you for your time.